Becky in Georgia.
Becky in Georgia. They're
on Dallas, Texas.
Richard left a message. Texas, welcome to the call.
Kona, Hawaii.
Kona, Hawaii, welcome to the call. Wow, what a packed call. Oh, my goodness. Folks, my name is Stacy. It is my absolute pleasure to be taking introductions on tonight's Danny Johnson live Monday night call. Make sure you have a pen and paper handy. You don't want to miss anything on tonight's call. For those of you who are brand new, Danny Johnson was raised on welfare, pregnant at 17, homeless at 21, and a multimillionaire at 23. Now a multimillionaire and an entrepreneur of five companies, best-selling author, internationally sought-after speaker, Danny Johnson knows what it takes to overcome adversity and succeed in life. Her unique success strategies have literally transformed the lives of thousands, empowering and equipping them with the knowledge and the skill to achieve the impossible. My personal experience is before a Monday night call just like this, I was in the military, $116,000 in debt, working 50 to 60 hours a week. I was stressed out. I had no time with my family, and we were just looking for a way to improve things. I actually got started in a home business, but I didn't believe in the industry, and I did not know what I was doing. I plugged into a call just like this on Monday night. I got some specific strategies from that Monday night call over 5 years ago. I come off that call, I took crazy notes, and I started implementing some things. And I went to a First Steps to Success seminar, a two-day training event that Danny Johnson did that blew my mind. I came out of that event, made $13,000. My first year, I made $104,000. And I've been able to become completely debt-free and work from home full-time, paid off over $292,000 in debt. I would not be where I'm at today, would not have been able to accomplish what I've accomplished, as have thousands of people, without Danny Johnson's specific training. Danny Johnson is not going to give you any kind of hype or any kind of fluff. She's going to give you specific techniques that she's used in her own life to create the millions that she's created, to create the results that she's created, and that she's helped thousands and thousands of other people do the exact same thing. So you want to make sure you are in a quiet spot, you have a pen and paper handy, and you're taking really good notes. Danny could be anywhere, and actually tonight she is. Danny Johnson is on her way to India to speak to over 400,000 people, but she still thought about you. And she knew in this economy and the world that we live in and where you're at today in your business and in your life that there were some specific things that would impact you. And she has recorded a training call previously that she wanted you to hear tonight. And she didn't. She could be doing anything. She could be anywhere, spending time with her family. But she thought about you, and she still wanted this call to go on. The strategies that she's going to give you tonight are already proven. They've already worked for other people. You want to make sure that you don't miss anything. Pay close attention, and let's welcome Danny Johnson on the call with a special training.
Tonight, we're going to talk about making the initial contact. Now, this content tonight can be used whether you're in real estate, mortgage, insurance, you name it. The content that I'll be sharing with you tonight is going to be useful no matter what your profession is, what kind of home business you have, and no matter, even learning how to make initial contact with anybody, even for a job. And so you want to pay close attention tonight. You want to have notepad ready and handy so that you can take notes on it, because I'm going to be firing away, machine gunning at you, a tremendous amount of content. But for those of you that are new, never heard of DannyJohnson.com before, let me just go ahead and tell you a little bit about myself. I got started in business for myself when I was 19 years old, and I started in the direct sales industry. And I was one of those kids that grew up in an abusive home with parents who were drug addicts. And my father told me my whole life I was fat and ugly. I was too stupid to do anything right. And I could never get approval from him, could never, you know, make him happy or make him think that I was good at anything. And so when I first heard about becoming an entrepreneur, I told the person who introduced me, and I said, you know, this is great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And it took me 2 months before I actually believed that someone like me could succeed in anything. So I jumped in with both feet, quit my job, came in full-time, which was the first business mistake that I had made right away, getting out of the gate. And the first 6 months in business, I failed miserably. I couldn't get anyone interested in my products. I couldn't get anyone interested in helping me take the products to the marketplace. And after 6 months of failure, I met somebody that directed me to a training seminar that was going to cost me about $1,500, including all the expenses for the entire weekend. And after attending that training seminar, I came out of that and made $4,000 in 8 days in the very same business, same product, same state, Everything was exactly the same except for me. I came out different in that two-day seminar, just as we just had those people who just came through New York left home different than when they came in Saturday morning. And so something dramatically changed in me, and I learned some skills that have shaped my entire life. And the next month, I brought a bunch of people with me. I actually found some reps and brought those people with me. Came out of that next seminar, made $11,000. Then the next check was $15,000. The next check was just under $21,000. Decided I wanted to get married and have some babies and went off on a whim and married somebody. And he had a different idea about it. He changed his mind shortly after we exchanged vows and took off to Japan with another woman and took my bank account with him, as well as my credit cards, maxed out my cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. My business was completely embezzled from me by people that I actually had worked with as a direct result of marrying this guy. And so there I was. I was at the top of the company, then down to the very bottom, the absolute bottomless pit, bottom of the food chain, wound up completely homeless, living far, 3,000 miles away from any family and friends, anyone that I knew, anything that was familiar, and wound up living on a beach in Hawaii. And hating life, gave up on everything. I was destitute, broke. I was destitute emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. In fact, I was in such despair, and I felt so hopeless because of the size of the debt, and there was no hope for anything changing anytime soon, that I almost wanted to take my own life into my hands. And so after several weeks of being homeless, decided to get over myself and my pity party and step up and do something about the mess that I was in. So December 26th, started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth and dialing basically just sharing with people a product that I had, didn't even have in my hands, didn't even have product brochures, but just had a contact with the company to purchase it wholesale and then turn it over and retail it. And the first 10 hours that I did this from the payphone booth made $2,000. The next month, I put in 30 hours, and at this time, I have found a job as a cocktail waitress. So I was working part-time as a cocktail waitress 12 hours a day, and a couple hours a day just working, reading the script from the payphone booth. Next 30 hours I put into it, I made over $6,500, and that was January of 1991. So this is 14 years ago. By February, I made over $10,000, broke all the international sales records. Inside that company, there's a multi-billion-dollar corporation with several hundreds of thousands of distributors worldwide in that company, and they were in every major market all over the world. And if I were to say the name, all of you would know the name of the company. It's a household name. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, made my first $1 million, and I was only 23 years of age. By the time I was 23, I was a single mother, working a business at that time on a part-time basis, making a seven-figure income in a year. I went on to make millions beyond that. I am now married, have been married for many years. I have 5 beautiful, wonderful children that my husband and I have been able to raise in our home, working from home, majority of our career building actively distributorships on a part-time basis. And so if this young, broke cocktail waitress who grew up in an abusive home with drug addicts for parents, who did not have a college education, who wound up completely homeless and so far in debt she could not see straight, can get started from the trunk of her car in a payphone booth, bootstrap it, and become a millionaire several times over, then hello, what can you do? If I can do it, you can do it. That's the bottom line. Because I came from, the worst situation that I could come from, and then stepped up. Something snapped, and I said, enough. I cannot return back to where I was, and I'm not going to be like my family. And so the reason why the person invited you on the call tonight, first of all, probably was to hear that story, to let you know, because they believe in you. They believe that you can do something great with your life, because they believe that there's hope out there, and that you deserve to have all that you desire. And so, in fact, the person that invited you on the call, you might want to thank them, because regardless if you join them in whatever business adventure that they're in, the reality is that hopefully you'll be inspired to step up and do better on your job, become a better parent, become a better student, become a better daughter, to become a better community person, to become a better whatever church function that you're involved in, whatever area of your life that needs improvement, which I hope, if you're honest with yourself, all areas need it, just as any of our lives do. But you might want to thank them, especially if you are already in business and you had somebody, let's say, you know, somebody that is over you, someone that's training you, your mentor, your supervisor, your manager, your upline, whatever you want to call it, the owner of the company that directed you to the call, you might want to go back and thank them. And also, I want to tell you that if you were sent here by somebody that you are working with, it says a lot about their character, says a lot about who they are, says a lot about their heart for you, because most people have too big of egos to turn someone else on to someone that can help them. They want all the credit for any success that someone's going to have, and obviously that the person that puts you on the call is not that way. So, and you're blessed. You're blessed that you have someone that cared enough about you in that way. So you make sure and honor them and thank them for at least caring enough about you to bring you to the call. Now, tonight, when we're talking about making an initial contact with a prospect, I'm going to talk about three different markets that you're going to make an initial contact with. Now, this five-week series, okay, it's five separate parts. Each for the next 5 weeks, is going to be separate calls in the five-step process and how to be able to do that. Now, if you want to know more about the five-step process, we just released some brand-new CDs that you can get available on our website, which is called Insider Secrets to Building Your Business. And those CDs really map out the model of the direct selling industry and the home-based business industry. So let's go ahead and go to this. So talking about the initial contact, we're talking the first contact that you're going to make with a prospect that you're either trying to introduce a product or service to, or you're trying to introduce a business opportunity to. Well, I'm going to first talk about the cold market, then I'll talk about warm market. Cold market is that you've had either some kind of advertising or you've contracted in an advertising agency who either put out postcards, put up banner ads on websites, did some kind of advertising on the internet, whether it was flyers that you had done either in your local community. That is what we mean by cold market. These are leads that are generated through some kind of advertising. And if you're in the home-based business industry, advertising for a home-based business. Now, I'm going to give you the purpose. What's the purpose of the initial contact? Now, if you already have the DannyJohnson.com script book and training audios, you need to pull it out now because we're going to be working from this script book tonight. Okay, and the first script I'm going to be working for is on page 2. So just go ahead and have that in handy right now. Page 2 is the one you want to turn to, and then I'll work on a couple of warm market ones if we have time. Anyway, the purpose is to, number one, establish trust. That's the purpose of the initial contact. Now, a lot of people, when they're making an initial contact with a prospect about a product or a service or a business opportunity, usually the purpose in their mind, and it really, this is what decides the professionals from the amateurs. What decides the professionals from the amateurs are is the professionals have long-term thinking. And what they're thinking is okay, yes, is this person a possible long-term relationship with my company? Is this a possible joint venture with my company? And that's a pro just thinks like that. They're not in for the wham bam, thank you man, I'm here for a quick $15 or $39 sale or profit. No, you want to establish trust if you want to be a professional in your personal business. Because when you establish that trust and you start off in a friendly way on the phone with this particular prospect, what happens is that now either if they see your opportunity as something that they want to do or a product or service that they want to do, that's great. You know, now you want to keep them in and have them for as long as your relationship lasts. But let's say that they don't. But you establish trust on the phone, you can get referrals from that person. Not only that, but you made their day maybe because you may have listened to them, because you may have blessed them in some way, and you weren't just some pushy car salesman or snake oil salesman, but that you actually impacted them that day, maybe with a word of encouragement, with some kind of a word of blessing, the fact that you were nice to them. I mean, you just never know. You could get someone on the phone who their dog just died and they're totally depressed about it, and here you could have sowed a great encouraging seed into that person by not being some pushy salesperson is just trying to get to their credit card. And so the first thing for a pro, I'm not talking about the initial contact coming from an amateur's perspective, I'm talking about from a professional perspective. You must have long-term in mind. And if you've started off in some kind of a business adventure or you have a job that you'd like to keep, hello, establish trust with whatever prospect it is that you're talking about, talking to. Real estate, insurance, mortgage, corporate, or home-based business. I don't care what you're in. You want to establish trust. That's if and only if you desire to be a real professional. The amateurs, hello, again, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, I want my $15 or my $39 or my $10,000. And I'm sorry, you're going to have to go out and get it all over again because the amateurs have to continue to work all and forever harder than the pros do. Professionals get things done in half the amount of time with less work and effort and much more efficiently than the amateurs. Why? Because they have to go, amateurs have to keep going and getting more forever and have to do more of it, whereas professionals don't. So establish trust. I'm going to teach you how to do that. I'm going to give you tips later on how to establish trust. Number two, the second purpose of the initial contact is to interview for a possible long-term relationship, okay?